the best tea in the city.
It is Kaya FM 35.9. Welcome to it as we're talking about bromance. How was the weekend? Was it good? Long weekend. It didn't feel like it. Didn't feel like it though. Yes. Because every day is every day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is week 12 of our Done Up Talk series. The very last week, the very last episode of what has been a fruitful journey of tackling issues that affects us as men. So today, let's talk about brotherhood before the curtain call. Having a network of trusted brothers around you has a huge impact on your outlook on life. And should you surround yourself with fans, all you'll ever get is a lot of air. And since iron sharpens iron, and they hang in the fire, you'll be as sharp as a samurai sword. Or samurai sword, yes. Some of your friends are your brothers. Some of your brothers are not as close to you like your friends. Show me your friends, I'll tell you who you are. Show me your WhatsApp group, I'll tell you what occupies your mind. Brotherhood these days is varied. Yes, we also keep virtual friends. We only meet in chat rooms. You have a group on your WhatsApp, your virtual think tank. You may not meet as often, but via technology, you are there every moment and every day. And they have shaped your life. That's the brotherhood, aka friends, I'm talking about. Hashtag Done Up Talks. Man, who is your squad? Do you have a squad? Brothers, that is. What are the do's and the don'ts of the squad? Would you say the squad has helped you to become a better man? Oh, by the way, do you call each other out? Oh, yes, you too. His partner. Yes. You must join this conversation. Let's talk about hashtag him and his friends. As we sip the best tea in the city. Today's is the last episode of the Done Up Talks. What a great 12-week run we had to try and have men to have conversations about who they are, what they're affected by, and so on. And what a better way to wrap up this series than to talk about the people you love the most, almost as much as your family. The people society calls your drinking buddies. The truth is, you do more than just drink with these guys. I mean, you guys do everything together, including hold each other accountable. Get much down. Isn't just a kumpinch. The brotherhood cartel, if you're Titim Baso, Mizi, and Vusinova. These are the guys you confide in the most. They probably know you more than your partner does. Yes. As his partner, are you worried, though, that your man doesn't have friends? Should anything happen to him, you wouldn't even know where to start. Let's talk about him and his friends. That's the hashtag. Him and his friends. 3 teaspoons on the brotherhood. What should happen within such a friendship? My 3 points, or should I say takes, on it, coming up.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9, home of the Afropolitan.
3 teaspoons on him and his friends. Number one, they hold each other accountable. You don't have a squad, my friend, if they don't hold you accountable for your actions. Maybe not all of them, but there's that one person in that group that just makes you uncomfortable to slack or even misbehave. You don't like him most times, but if it wasn't for him or this squad, you wouldn't be a better man than you are today. 2, squad, they coach each other to confront life. You know, every man needs a sounding board, a place of safety where he can voice his feelings and worries without fear or judgment. Brotherhood needs to provide that platform where you can vent and leave feeling better, but also leave with more nuggets about how to confront life's challenges. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on him and his friends, powered by Danab, they rattle each other's cages. Friendships are very easy to manage. because they don't require much from you. This could be the very reason that make you rest on your laurels and be comfortable. But real friends will shake you out of your comfort zone, wake you up to the reality of who you are or who you need to be. There's nothing worse like friends that don't encourage each other to be better. Oh yes, it is Kaya FM 95.9. We're talking about him and his friends. Mahuma, good day.
Good day, Uncle T. How are you?
You know, usually I say, you know, you're not only just dating him, you're also dating his squad. Has it happened?
Oh, I refuse.
Why?
No. Do you know, I feel like squad, ne batsenyana ka tlhogo. I don't know how to say that in English, but it's also that thing of if they're going to be bad, they're all going to be bad. You know, if they're going to be good, they're all going to be good. I mean, you'll get one that's just like stubborn, who doesn't want to be focused. But I genuinely feel like it's also important to have friends around you, because I mean, you can't do this thing alone. So but this thing of dating the whole squad is a problem.
But you listen, it's like family. You can't choose it. That's what he has, and that's what you must deal with, right?
No, I can choose his friends. I can. His family are not choice, but his friends, no. This thing of friends being there every single day, because these are my boys, we chill together.
Hey, bae before, about again, bros before bae.
Okay, then why am I there?
Hey, you are the reason you are there.
No,
okay.
No.
Yeah, the chances are you met through this bros.
But also I've realized that the older we get, you know, people, I mean, I was talking to my friend the other day who said his guy friend is never available on Thursdays, because now it's not a Pooza Thursday, it's a Cupcake Thursday, because he's a dad, you know. The older we get, the bro situation kind of dies down. They only see each other like, you know, month end maybe. And throughout the month, it's like the babe's there and the kid.
And that's beautiful. I think that's where we need to adjust, isn't it?
But it's growth also. It's called maturity. We're no longer in varsity where we're hanging out every day, all of us. So, yeah, we've got stuff to do.
Oh, yes. That is Kinelo Humo talking about him and his friends. So let's talk about brotherhood. Let's talk about the squad. Let's talk about who do you decide to have as part of your squad, and what will be the toughest criteria to choose, because most of us, we choose friends that we just get along with, you know? For you, how does that work?
So, firstly, let me just create context by giving you my age. So, I'm 39. I turned 40 this year. Hey. And I feel like it's only at this age that one truly understands the importance and also the pros and cons of a brotherhood. So, I've had like brotherhoods that have lasted my whole life. I've got friends today that have been friends with me since standard five, grade seven. And we've maintained our friendship. I've got friends that have been, you know, with me for the last kind of 15 years. And then I've got very recent. But I think the main thing with a brotherhood is to, as a man, you must be very honest with the circles. And when I say the circles, not all your brothers have to be in the same circle in your life. So for me, I've got a handful of guys that are in circle number one. So brotherhood, circle number one, these are your most important, your ride or die.
Yes.
And in this circle, there are probably five guys. These guys, easily identified by the list you make when you're going to get married and you're thinking about who's going to be a best man and who's going to be in your little entourage there. Those are normally your number ones. And what you find that those guys generally have in common is they win when you win. And I think a lot of guys are friends with people who don't celebrate their victories. So for me, if something good happens in my life, every one of the people in number one celebrates with me and feels like they should have a drink, even if they're not with me. You know what I mean? Even if they're far away. So what I find is very often our objectives are the same, but we never see each other as competition. These guys will adhere to the bro code until death. They will make sure that you are okay, even if that means siding with your wife. And because in this circle number one, very often my boys have said, no, but she's right. You know you're like this, Jason. If you have guys that are just feeding your ego all the time, this is circle number two. Because we need those guys. But they're in circle number two.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite possibly. So for me, I mean, my circle is very public. Nicholas is my cousin. Donovan, not related, but we feel like brothers. I introduce each other as my brother, which adds to the confusion.
Yes.
And the difference, I think, that I can articulate is there are very, very few life events that could change that. So, you know, like, you've got a sibling. Siblings fight. It doesn't matter how much you fight, you're still brother and sister. You're still brothers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't matter how big the fight, how much you fight. At the end of the day, you're still brothers. And I feel like that's the relationship that we have, where we fight because we call each other out. We call each other out because we want the best for each other, and we want each of us to be the best version of ourselves. We never ever see each other as competition. And therefore, when somebody calls you out, you also take it very differently. You know what I mean? So it's not criticism anymore, but everything is helping you.
What about the cliches like bros before bae?
Any man who calls that is from circle number two. Because I'm telling you right now, any man who calls that bros before bae, I like to bring it for radio safety. Bros before bae, we go with
yes,
it. Even though
yes.
it doesn't rhyme, we'll go with it.
But, hey,
but any man who calls that should probably be in circle number four or five. Because, like, at my age, firstly, we're not teenagers. That's the first thing I always say to the guys. Firstly, we're not teenagers. Secondly, you don't lay on my pillow next to me at night.
Mm.
You don't have to, you know what I mean? So a true bro understands that it's bae before everything. A true bro understands that if bae is happy, everybody's happy. If bae is unhappy, your happiness is going to be short-lived in that the second you get home, the party is over.
Yes. Have you ever had a fight that nearly split up or that has moved a friend from circle one to circle two or three?
Yes. I've had many of those, and that's because of the type of person that I am. So for me, I will trust you implicitly until you prove me wrong. And what happens is, because I trust you implicitly, I don't have three strikes. I have one strike. And I think I'm not famous for it, but I think that a lot of my friends kind of know that there's no gray area. So I'm about 100% honesty and integrity all the time because we're bros. If there's things you feel you can't tell me or things you've got to do behind my back, we were never bros to start with. You know what I mean? So I've got a zero tolerance policy. The second that happens, you can move easy. Some guys have moved to circle number 10. They're not aware. They don't know. They think I'm crazy. They just think, hey, this guy's saying, now that he's on TV, he's saying, in the meantime, I don't forget. I remember all of these things.
we have a lady listening.
Yes.
And she's worried that him, bae, is not surrounded by friends. Because we do have guys who just are like, you know, they fly solo. And they're self-sustainable. They can do whatever they need to do all by themselves. But her anxiety comes from, who does she call? Who does she go to later on should anything happen? Do you feel she has a reason to be a little anxious about this guy who is, because all he sees is her as his best friend, and that's it, and that's where it ends?
So, you know, from my perspective, we must also allow for different types of men, and not everybody is social, not everybody wants to have a group of friends. Some guys are happy to kind of have a woman as their be all and end all, and I think that it's got to be kind of on an individual basis. Me personally, I need someone as a sounding board. So I've got friends that I trust implicitly that will give me the right advice, not the man advice. And so, like, I'm like, if you're a guy that doesn't have other friends, who are you complaining to? Because without complaining, how the hell are we supposed to survive this thing? You know what I mean? You're supposed to have somebody that you can vent to, somebody that's going to go, yeah, but, you know what I mean? We need somebody like that. But I also know guys who, when they are in a relationship, cut off the rest of the world because they know themselves. And I think a lot of men in that position are men that have gone, I know myself, and you know that part of the prayer that goes, lead us not into temptation.
Yes.
So there are guys that have gone, this woman is the most important thing in my life. I know how I am because I've never been one of those guys that goes on sprees, like leaves on a Friday and comes back on a Sunday. I've never been one of those guys. But I know a lot of guys that were like that, that have had to cut off all of their friends because the other side that they're trying to run away from of themselves kind of comes out. And I think you discussed it a few weeks ago that men are happier when we are married because we find a sustainable anchor point where your boys are a very tiring anchor point most of the time.
Oh, yeah. Before I play Max Hoba, Grateful, which I think is an appropriate song to celebrate this brotherhood, let me ask you this. Money and the squad.
Hey, this is a difficult one. You know, there's an old traveling rule. One of the rules of traveling in a group
is
travel with people that have the same spending power as you. So, like, don't travel with your rich friend that can buy nice things and fly business class while you are sitting in the bottom of the plane. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I find that with friends, they are going to be friends, and especially like if you've got friends that have lasted from varsity days or school days, very often you end up kind of in different social brackets from a money point of view.
And it's okay to let go, right?
Very much so. Very, very much so. It's like this, and I'm going to do a visual thing. I know it's very visual, but I'm going to try and explain it so that you get it, because this is my philosophy for life. In life, I will hold anybody's hand as long as your hand is next to mine. The second your hand moves to behind mine, and it's now in a motion like I'm pulling you along, I have to let go. Because inevitably, by the laws of science, you are now slowing me down. And that's what you're going to find. If some of your bros are going to still want to look for the party, they're going to want to mature at different rates, they're going to make you feel bad for making good decisions, then I'm just like, again, this is an indication that these are not truly your bros. My mom has a great saying. A reason and a season. Everybody comes into your life for a reason and a season. It's up to you to be conscious of when the season is up, because if you're not careful, you'll be wearing winter clothes on a beautiful summer's day.
Oh, yes. And don't keep people for a year, even though they were just there for 3 months, yeah?
Yeah, no, you can't. You can't. They'll finish you. And people will finish you. People will finish you, I'm telling you. And move on to the next person to finish.
Menstruation is a show that you're doing. It's available on Showmax. Are we expecting anything soon from you?
New is a difficult thing. My hope was to put out a new one-man show in October this year, as I did with Menstruation last year. But the world around us has changed, which has meant that if there is going to be a new stand-up show, it's going to look nothing like the other one, because live stand-up comedy is something I don't think we'll enjoy before the end of the year. What I am working on, though, is figuring out this new digital landscape. I think there's a big space for comedians. I think there's a great opportunity for us to evolve. And I think what you can look out for now is a newer, improved version, in the sense of you're going to get Jason the comedian and Jason the human at the same time, which is what I kind of alluded to in Menstruation, where, you know, it's more than just the jokes. And I think that I'll definitely continue in that path. And the platform, I think, is going to be very, very interesting. But I'm working on a few things as usual.
All right. Now, why am I losing my trail of thought? Because this is very important. Yes, last question. Because from here, I am sweeping and I'm sweeping music until the top of the hour. So you are my chat plus my last sip. Here's the last question.
Yes.
Take a deep breath. You didn't take a deep breath. You see now.
No, I did. I'm a silent breather. I got a very deep one.
Yeah, right. Do you think South Africa is ready for a comedian president?
I would have said no before Donald Trump was elected. Before Donald Trump would have said, you guys are not ready for our throwing away the script, going in blindly to the world's biggest press conferences without backup or research for that matter. Because the thing with comedians is we'll keep talking until you tell us not to. And if we run out of factual things, we will mix things of non-fact in there and you won't be able to tell the difference. So are we ready? I think that we are as ready as we've ever been. Would I want to see a comedian as the president? No. because comics will be far too honest. They will tell the truth on far too many. See, now this morning we were on Kaya Breakfast, we were discussing should SAA be reopened, private, da-da-da-da-da. Yo, a comedian was going to tell you your life story. A comedian was going to tell you right now, we're not entertaining this nonsense. If we ever look at the track record, this airline should not have taken off in the last 10 years. Now you're still asking for more. A comedian will tell you the truth. So no, I don't think we are ready. I don't think we'll survive. I think in principle it's delightful, but the truth is not always funny.
This is Kaya Breakfast co-host and comedian, that is Jason Goliath. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, man.
Thank you so much, my brother, and thank you for doing these talks. But I think most importantly, Tebow's, thank you for being the real deal. I get so annoyed and frustrated when people try and drive messaging that they don't live by, but you, my friend, are the real deal. We look up to you. We need you. Salute, big boss.
Hello, bromance.
Salute to you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Hello, bromance.
Yeah, hello, yeah. Nati.
I love you guys. This love fest that's going on is just so nice.
Don't tell us.
I know I am. I am, Goliath. Just tell me you love me, and then I'll keep quiet.
I love you.
I love you, back. Hello, Tom. Right. I love you.
Hey, hello, you. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jason. And please say hi to Donovan.
I definitely will do. You guys have got to follow Donovan Goliath and also watch Goliath Go Live. We go live every day with interesting people. So you can just check out Goliath and Goliath's Facebook page. And we go live from there at 2 o'clock every day. It's nice times. We've got Nicole De Silva on today at 2. And when you're available, Prati, we would love to have you on the show.
I'll be happy to do it.
Are we?
You know, from bromance to his mental health, to him being a pillar. I mean, what Danup has done with this 12 weeks has helped us to sort of unpack the world our men live in and face issues that they hardly talk about and bring them to the fore so that men can wrestle with them. And in that, learning to speak up, not only to speak up, but to also to become better men. Okay, because in recent years, if you have seen, and not even if you have seen, that men as a species have been really been in tatters. So I think this was also important to have these conversations, tough as they may have been, in order to say, wait a minute, where are we, men as a gender, to a society? All right. And I'm glad Danup felt that they should come to Kaya, and in particular the show, to have these chats because they're very important. Danup, I say thank you so much for trusting me with this. And Afropolitan, thank you for engaging with it. And sisters, I know you for the past 12 weeks, you felt like, they're not talking to us. But as much as we try, by all means, to also put you in the mix of these conversations, because you are part of, you know, the solution. So thank you for engaging and allowing yourself to, you know, hold back sort of your, you know, your opinion, maybe knee-jerk at times, but you contributed positively, that we've learned so much even from your point of view, which is, I think is great. So always look out for the hashtag Danup Talks. The podcasts are there. Even on socials, under Danup Talks, you'll find a lot more, even though we had other, hashtags that we were using to try and, you know, keep the conversation going. But under Danup Talks, you'll find everything that we have covered thus far. If you want to do that, please do it. And then maybe you just joined us today and you've never known that we had these talks. They've been happening for the past 12 or so weeks. So go to that hashtag Danup Talks on Facebook and as well on Twitter. To check exactly what is it that we have talked about. And go to KayaFM.co.za under podcast with the same hashtag. You'll see that there's a lot of audio that you can listen to that will just bring you up to speed in terms of the other episodes that we have covered. But all in all, what a great partnership. And for this, we appreciate it. Let's do more. All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great one. Midday Joy with Unati coming up.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.